Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, October 21st. Markets rebounded from a slightly lower openings across the board Sunday night to finish a little bit into positive territory everywhere except in the Minneapolis spring wheat. So we've got December corn up 1 cent at 392 overnight, low of 88.5, held above last week's 87.5 low. So that's a very minor support there. Friday afternoon's commitment of traders showed the funds had covered about 25,000 contracts of corn, reducing their net short position from 90,000 to about 65,000. And today's crop progress report are looking for harvest to be about 33% complete versus 22% last week and 42% on average, though still lagging behind in that category. Taking a look at wheat, we have December. Chicago up a penny at 5.33 1/4. Kansas City D's up a penny and a half, 4.35 1/4. Minneapolis down 0.25 cents at 5.44 1/4. Funds covering shorts also in the wheat complex, going from short 20,000 in Chicago to short about 10,000, and dropping their position in Kansas City from short 35,000 down to short 23,000, and also covering a couple thousand there in Minneapolis, now only short about 8,000 contracts. Overnight, Chicago and Kansas City did put in new highs for the move, and then backed off slightly. And finally, in the beans, we had November finish up 4 cents at 9.38, about 8 cents off the overnight low of 9.30 1/4. If we do close above 9.38 1/2 today, that would give us an outside day up after Friday's inside day. So a little more kind of positive technical action there, and that's reflected in the fund position. Funds have gone from short 90,000 contracts in early September to long about 50,000 as of Friday's report, adding about 40,000 contracts just last week. Harvest progress expected to be about 37-38% completed in the beans versus 26% last week and a 64% average. So again, those harvest numbers both in beans and corn lagging significantly behind, and we will have to see about any kind of drag on yield those delays will be causing. Outside markets helping there with the dollar. We're down 5 ticks at 96.95. We're now below all of the major moving averages there, 5,100, and most recently that 200-day moving average, putting in lows since mid-July. So we've given back pretty much all of the rally that we had there. So this could be supportive for the U.S. grain exports. Crude oil down 61 cents a barrel at 53.17, and after Friday's sharp losses in the stock market, we're trading up about 40 points in overnight futures trade. That's all we have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.